Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
We were talking about that the other day.
I'd have a snowman just sitting there in that bunker. Look at Rosie. Rosie's like, what the hell's going on right now?
Justin, I was telling Marty you were on the road. Where do you know exactly where you're at right now?
He's somewhere without service.
Sometimes there's a delay.
I'm back. I missed you. Sorry. What?
There he is. I was telling Marty you were on the road somewhere. Marty Smith joins us now, and I said, I'm not exactly sure where you are. I want you to remind Marty.
I've only told him 15 times this morning, Marty.
Louisville. Somewhere in Louisville, I think, right? You're headed to Louisville.
As a matter of fact, I'm in Louisville. The last time that I played this show, Marty came on stage and sang with me.
Let me tell you what happened tonight, Marty. So, 4th Street Live, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right, so I was in town for the Kentucky Derby, I think, and I'm having dinner, and the waiter's like, there's a concert out there tonight, and I'm like, oh, sweet, who is it? She was like, Justin Moore. Or he was like, it's Justin Moore. I'm like, what? So I text JM, and he's like, yeah, man, come to the show. So we walk right out of the restaurant. Stage is right down the street. Here comes JR. He takes us through. I don't even know. We went through like a shopping mall or something. I don't know how we got to the stage, but we get to the stage, and I'm tuned up pretty good. Next thing you know, JM starts singing Country State of Mind. And he's walking over to me. I'm like, why is he coming over here? And he's like, come on. So I start singing Country State of Mind in front of like 7,000 people. And I can't sing. But that was an amazing memory, man.
He killed it.
I love you, brother. That was cool as hell.
Love you, buddy.
And you were just, we barely missed you in Dewey Beach. We went to the Friday night performance. You were there Thursday. That's your second year in a row.
I love it there, man. And that bottle of cork is a hoot.
Yeah.
You got to be careful in that place. You lose life off your years if you ain't careful.
One thing about you, Marty, we had you at the Touchdown Club last year. You were outstanding. One of the things about you, love music. It's a very important part of your life. You know, a lot of musicians like Justin and others. So I thought it was interesting, of all the coaches, there's only one that really talks about music, and it's Sam Pittman. He got on stage. Who was it he got on stage with? I just said Foreigner.
Yeah, he just told us that story too. He said he probably told you the same story. He got on the stage, and he said hot blooded chicken and sea. And he's like, is this microphone even on? Can y'all even hear me out there? Pitt's hilarious, dude. He is the beauty of that man is. It is rare when somebody is just exactly who they are, and the authenticity that comes with that is so damn refreshing.
Yeah.
It's just so refreshing. And I asked him what his perfect day was, and he was cracking me up. He's like, when you come back down to Hog Country, by God, we'll do it. I said, how many cold beers does that entail? He said, I said, what, about 9 or 10? He goes, maybe a few more.
Yeah, Justin, I think it was around when him and Bielema were together, and those two together were quite the pair when it comes to.
We had some fun times, but he's great. He's a great guy. One of the games this year we went to, we go to three or four a year. Last year, I should say, we stayed with he and Jamie, and we had a good time. It was fun.
Couple years ago, so I'm also the ESPN horse racing guy.
Yeah.
And so I was at the I was at the Preakness in Baltimore, and I'm standing there getting ready, like the race ends, and I'm standing there getting ready to go across the track to the winner's circle to interview the winning trainer and the jockey and whatnot, and all of a sudden I hear Marty, and I turn and look, and it's Pitt and his wife. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, man, I met the owner of the horse last night, and they told me if they won that I should come in, but they ain't let me in. I'm like, well, you're in now. Come on, you with me. And here comes Dan Pitt and his wife. We walk right into the winner's circle. He was like, this is awesome. He's just a great American. I love that guy.
Yeah, go ahead, Joy.
Didn't you race a horse one time?
I've never raced a horse. I've ridden some, and it was an unfortunate.
But I thought you ran while you were on TV one time. I saw you running.
Oh, I ran the 40 at Churchill Downs.
There you go.
In a suit. Gotcha. Split my pants.
I didn't know if a horse was going the same time or you just.
When you wear pants as tight as I do, man, you got to be careful.
Well, you keep yourself in good shape.
It could be a wardrobe malfunction at any moment.
What was your time?
I know the feeling.
Slow.
Well, the other great accomplishment, I know you got to go here in a minute, but I know the long throw of the bag.
The cornhole.
Yeah, it was like a world record, wasn't it?
It was. I don't know if it still stands. So SEC Network, my boss, Baron Miller, had this idea. He was like, I want to break the world's longest cornhole throw ever on air live. Well, I mean, it's involved. Yeah. You don't just, like, go do it. They got an adjudicator to come over from London, from Guinness. The guy had his, like, fancy pants jacket on and British accent, the whole deal. And he comes to the Georgia-Tennessee game. And I had a big feature on College Game Day that day on Jaden Daniels, LSU's quarterback. And that was the last thing I had to do that morning. Well, I got done at, like, 11:30 or 35 Eastern time. So I was like, all right, I have a 20-minute window here where I'm going to go break this world record. Because if we didn't do it live in that two-hour window, 10 to 12 Eastern, it was over. So I go over there, and I'd thrown the bag six times already, okay? And Baron had told us in all his practice in, like, his backyard or in the street to hold the bag vertical, perpendicular to the ground. So that's what we were all doing. So I throw one like that. That's bag number seven. And there's all these pro American Cornhole League guys there. And the guy comes over to me. He's like, why are you holding a bag like that? I said, that's what my boss told me to do. He goes, how do you throw a cornhole bag? I said, like this. He goes, throw it like that. Thunk. Thing went straight. Airmail straight in the hole. And I lost my mind.
Sure, everybody did.
Dude, I went.
What was
the
distance, by the way, for people?
76 feet.
Yeah, it's long. Marty, you told me the story at a, I think it was at a show. Maybe it was something else we were together. But after that happened, tell them how, like, there was, like, a discrepancy initially.
Oh, huge discrepancy where, all right, the original rules that we were given said in writing, no body parts can go over this line.
Ah.
So we checked with the adjudicator guy. All right, so our hand can't go over. He's like, no, your hand can go over. Your foot can't. I'm like, oh, cool. So, I mean, my hand was way over the line, and I make it or whatever. And actually, it was a hog fan. Some hog fan lost his mind. He was like, I'm going to contact Guinness. You're a liar. You're everything that's wrong with America.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, damn, bro. Go get drunk, man.
Yeah.
Go find another extracurricular activity to release some tension. God almighty.
Yeah.
And but go Hawks.
amazing moment on TV.
It was super cool. I mean, I lost my mind. I about killed Jordan Rogers. He came running off he jumped off the stage and came and picked me up, and I was pumping my fist in the air, and I elbowed him right between the eyes. I think I stunned him for a minute. I might have gave him a concussion.
Do you have any idea about your schedule for the fall, games you'll cover?
We are coming here, back here week one for Tennessee, Virginia. They play at Nissan Stadium. We're advocating to see if we can maybe get our stage on Broadway. That's our hope.
Yeah.
And then from there, I don't know this for certain, but I think it would probably be easy to say that we'll be at Bama week two because Texas is going to Tuscaloosa.
That's
and
huge.
From there, I don't know yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, man, you always do a great job. I know you got 1,000 things. You're getting ready to interview Rattler, the quarterback from
Spencer
Missouri.
Rattler next, and then after that, I got Shane Beamer, and then Lane Kiffin, and then Heupel, and then Joe Milton, and then I haul freight to the BNA airport to try to get to my little girl is performing in a Mean Girls theater production, and I don't miss my kids' stuff. Hell or high water, I get home for it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you squeezing us in. Like I said, you did a great job at the Touchdown Club. I know you're buddies with JM and go back a long way.
One of my favorite people, man. I love you, brother.
Love you, buddy.
Going back to authenticity, there are – like, Justin's impacted my life deeply before I ever knew him. How long we known each other? 15 years? Long time.
Yeah, long time.
We've been buddies for a really long time. And his music was very impactful for me well before I knew him. And then once I got to know him, I'm like, my God, we could be, bro, we same guy. I'm just a few inches taller.
About a foot, mate.
I reflect, we had a great visit with you in NASCAR when you were, gosh darn it, Justin, where was that at?
It was Indianapolis. Yeah.
Yes.
That was where we initially met.
But there was a great night where you brought a couple of race car drivers to the bus. Jamie, the broadcaster, Jamie.
McMurray?
The girl that lives in Vegas.
Oh, Jamie Little.
Yeah, so you brought Jamie Little, and I got photos. That we had a great night with you. That was a memorable night. It was somewhere like South Carolina, or maybe it was North Carolina.
It was one of those memorable nights that we don't remember.
Yeah. It was so memorable. Where was it? Who was with us?
No, I just remember the UFC fighter you brought on with the cowboy hat.
Cowboy?
Yeah.
I remember.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a great night.
I remember that Indianapolis show, man, because Justin and I got into Crown pretty good, and we started playing country music, tennis, and I mean we went back and forth for like hours, Justin,
yeah,
trying
on
to top each
on the
other,
bus, yeah,
90s country songs,
yeah.
And I just remember it being way too late to the point that it was early, and he played Tougher Than the Rest by Chris LeDoux. You know, Chris covered Bruce Springsteen's song, and Chris just, I mean, that song is awesome. And yeah. I packed up my stuff, and I'm like, you win, I'm out. 3:45 in the morning, 7 gallons of Crown.
We told Greg Sankey yesterday that it was, who was the band that was played, that canceled? Was it
Midland.
And so we told Greg Sankey, what about next year in Dallas? Well, JM be the man.
Come on.
And, of course, JM said, for the right check, I'll be there.
I got another funny one for you. So I got charged with from the SEC to try to get an artist to sing the national anthem on Sunday at the SEC basketball tournament. So I call Justin, or text you one, and I'm like, hey, Bubba. I'm like, man, I would love for you to sing the national anthem at the basketball tournament. You know, we'll get you set up with whatever else. And Justin goes, hey, bud, I love you, man. I'll do just about anything in the world for you, but I won't do that.
I was going to say, y'all know where this is going when Susie mentioned the anthem.
National anthem.
Yes. He goes, I love you, brother. I will do just about anything in the world for you, man. You need me to come save you. You need me to bail you out of jail. You need me to send airplanes.
But not
the anthem.
Good stuff. He was like, yep, enough said.
Hey, now it's even worse because of Stapleton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he says
Stapleton.
Yeah.
Stapleton's, I mean, it's him and Whitney now.
Yeah.
It's him and Whitney and everybody else.
Yeah, set the bar. Well, hopefully you'll be at a Razorback game. Maybe they'll be, the Hogs will do something good enough to get on the board. Obviously, you got KJ and Rocket. You got some good players there, some good, you know, tough schedule. But, you know, it always is.
But that place is awesome. I mean, I love that place. I love y'all's fans so much. I still have beef with, what's Tusk? Not Tusk. What's the big inflatable one?
Oh, that Boss Hog?
Boss Hog.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He knocked your drink out.
Damn coffee over.
Yeah. they did. I thought he came back and gave you a cup.
He did.
Time. Okay.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, you made many trips for, you made several trips for basketball, too,
I mean,
right?
Musk has it humming, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Nick Smith first rounder, Anthony Black first rounder, Jordan Walsh is going to be the one. Jordan Walsh is going to be the one that people go, oh my God! I think the Celtics drafted him, right?
Yeah,
they stole him. That kid can hoop.
Yeah,
he's had a really good go in the
summer league
so far. Yeah. So.
Well, buddy, I know you got to get out of here. Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate
always.
It. Everybody loves you in Arkansas. And,
appreciate y'all.
Yeah, appreciate you squeezing
us
in with
it.
Yeah.
Everybody except for that guy that's trying to discount my world record. Love y'all.
Go on. It's Marty Smith.